Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's sermon is the first chapter of Galatians, especially the following words. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by grace, the grace of Christ, and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than the one you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Thus far the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you've all heard the story many times over. Somebody logs into the internet and hangs out in the chat rooms. Soon he falls in love with a woman that he meets there. He leaves his wife and family, drives across the country to surprise his love, only to discover that the feeling was not mutual. The relationship, you see, was virtual, not real. You can also now go to the movies to see a story that was based upon a very popular video game. The graphic woman on the screen looks very real. You might think that she is that next impossibly shaped, remade through science, actress. Except she's not real at all. She's only so many bits, bytes, and pixels. The same thing can happen when we look at things that proclaim themselves to be the gospel. There are many very exciting gospels out there that compete for your attention, that promise you the full gospel, or promise you the gospel of social improvement, or promise you a postmodern gospel, or you can fill in the blanks. And yet, these gospels, just like the things that you find on the internet, may look wonderful and perfect and everything in its place, but they're not real. They're virtual gospels and not the real thing. And so, how can you tell the difference? The difference comes in knowing the gospel itself, inside out and backwards. That is why all of you poor Greek students are spending so much time struggling with this foreign tongue that seems impossible to understand at this stage. There is really a purpose. The purpose is so that you can get to know the gospel in all of its fine detail, so that no virtual gospel will ever do, that you will only want the real thing. The real thing, the real gospel, is priceless. It's not some glitzy thing, but is more like a picture that you see in the real world. Not all of the pixels of a virtual landscape, but when you go out to a beautiful mountain scene and see sunset, you can comment, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have this on a CD? Because the real thing is so much better than the imitation. The real gospel is precious and priceless. Why is it priceless? Because it was bought by the most expensive sacrifice of all time, the life of God's one and only Son. It is His precious body and precious blood that was spilled and shed so that you might be saved. Having lived a perfect life for you and having died upon the cross, your sins are forgiven, one and all, so that you no longer have to fear God but can stand in his presence redeemed and forgiven, and in his sight as perfect as his own son, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. The true gospel is something that you would not really expect in this world. You know that they say that if it's too good to be true, then it isn't. Or that there is no such thing as a free lunch. But I'm here to tell you today that there really is something that is completely free. A free lunch, and it is too good to be true, but it really is true. And that is the gift of salvation that our gospel proclaims is free. That there is nothing, absolutely nothing, you can do or have to do to receive God's grace, his free gift of love and favor. The true gospel, you see, is something that no human being, no matter how clever, could possibly ever think up. It is beyond us. It is only something that God himself could think of. And that's why it is so precious and so real to us. This gift is something that no one can replace. It is something that belongs to us, and nothing, St. Paul tells us elsewhere, nothing can separate us from the love God gives in this gospel. In comparison to that, other gospels are just virtual. They're not real at all. Turn off life's computer, and they zap away just as surely as anything you leave in RAM without saving it on your P drive. That's a commercial for the IT department. They may come as pretty pictures and come in pretty packages and pretend to give you not something to replace the real gospel with, but something to supplement the gospel with. You've heard it said, that gospel of salvation is great and a free gift, but what you really need is, you can fill in the blank, one case maybe it's the full gospel. If you really want it, God will give you anything you have it. One of my friends called it the blab and grab gospel. You confess it, you get it. Sometimes it might be another kind of gospel. It might be a Mormon kind of gospel, coming equipped with an angel from heaven and golden plates, telling you that there's something better than just being saved. You too can be a god. It can be the feminist gospel, which promises women even more authority and privileges than the men who have oppressed them so many centuries. If, of course, they work for it. It could be the church growth gospel, which promises you that if you work hard and you follow all the right formulas, and maybe if you tone down the gospel a little bit, that your church can too grow to be bigger than the Crystal Cathedral. And finally, meganoito, it could be a pietist gospel, a gospel that says to us that if you really want to be a Christian, you have to really accept Jesus, and you really have to show it by working hard, and then God will be happy with you. Or it could be, even worst of all, a gospel, a false gospel, which comes from a place that we would least expect it, a false gospel that comes out of our own hearts, a false gospel that comes to replace the gospel of salvation with things that we think that God really ought to give us. It's when we take our own personal agenda, be that the color of the carpet must actually match the pyramids. That's important, or people really aren't saved. Sorry about that. Or something else. It could be whatever it is that becomes so important to us in our life or our ministry that we think that it deserves more airtime in the pulpit than the precious gospel of the Savior, Jesus Christ. It comes very subtly, And Paul is all too aware of it. It is why he says that even if he comes to you with a gospel other than the one that you've heard, let him be condemned, because he's right. Because, you see, sin is not something that is outside of us, unless anybody wants to claim with John Wesley that they're entirely sanctified, in which case I'll let you have a conversation with Professor Rast. There is within us, instead, the sinner as well. And it likes to think that we are the ones who really know what's up, and that if God would just listen to us, then everything really would be perfect. That's where the real danger is. That is why God has called us to preach the pure gospel, the real gospel, not one of the thousands upon thousands of virtual gospels. He has called us to preach what we have been given by His grace. You see, and it's good to remind ourselves, that this is not a new thing at all, this precious gospel. Before God even laid the foundations of the earth, He loved us and saw that we would come into this world and wanted us to be with Him forever. He knew we would fall into sin and death and the power of the devil. And so He planned from that very start to give His grace through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He came and called us, even before we were born, to be those who would preach this gospel. And so it is, as you prepare to be pastors, that already God has placed for you and a mission for you to preach the pure gospel. Not anything that has things added to it or subtracted from it, but the gospel of salvation itself. Because, you see, those to whom you preach, also before the world were founded, God called to be His own. And it is our privilege that when we bring that gospel to them, that His Holy Spirit will work in their hearts and lives and draw them closer to Him. And for those who have yet to be given the gift of faith, will receive the gift of faith through the words of the gospel as we proclaim it. And so, as you see these pretty virtual gospels, turn off the computer. Instead, return to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Proclaim that both to yourselves and to those that you hear, that hear you. And in so doing, you will see what wonderful gift this pure and precious gospel is, as it shines and outperforms anything that the world has to offer. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, fill our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.